just trying to understand why we cling so much to the memories.
It has to be like this. Nobody can change. As long as there are conditions for memory, it's there. No one can dig it out. So it depends on conditions, whether there can be a moment of thinking about what one remembers or not.
And in older age, you need memories.
You think you lose, but actually it's there.
Is that all right? Yes. Do you think memories are good? Happy memories.
Okay. If it has to arise, uncontrollable, we don't mind whether it's good or not, because nobody can control its arising. And then it's gone, just for a moment. Okay. When one realizes that it's just in a moment, we don't worry about it. Whether it arises or not, just in a moment, no matter pleasant or unpleasant memory, they're all gone.
Let me just add something then. You said we lose memory as we get old.
No, I said we need it.
We need it.
Use.
Yeah, or use.
You enjoy
right.
Memories.
Okay.
Some
right.
Memory, yes.
Yeah.
I think as you're older, you sort of use a lot of memory.
You mean old memories?
Yes.
What about present one?
Well, there's all right, but sometimes you're not so good at remembering. 2 weeks
but
ago.
But at that moment, when thinking about the old memories, it's the present memory.
Of that.
Yes.
We have not only pleasant memories, old memories, but also unpleasant ones too,
yes.
Which happen mm-hmm. when we maybe don't want them to, so it cuts both ways.
But they are beyond control, so that remember such that there is no self who right. can control.
So can we say memory is just a fact of life,
mm-hmm.
whether it's pleasant or unpleasant,
reality, yes.
whether it's sharp memory or fading memory, it's just that's the way it is.
It is that way, when it appears that way, when it's conditioned to be that way.
Right.
But what are the conditions for memory to what we call memory fading in conventional terms?
Because it's that kind or that level of memory which shows up. You cannot change good or weak memory.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as memory. What has been marked is marked. Even past lives we remember. But there are conditions of what we call loss of memory or having only vague memory in the present life as we age. What else could be the conditions for that to happen?
Do you remember everything today?
I don't.
So, what about the young and the old? Exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
when there are right conditions to
mm-hmm.
think about.
Because of time?
I think that it's only conditions, whether there is conditions to think about it or not.
She's saying no one has perfect recall.
Somebody said to me he felt lonely. What should we recommend him?
Understand reality.
It's only his thought. Is it only his thought that make you feel like that?
Without understanding, can we help the others not to be lonely?
He may understand more than him.
So help him to understand.
Might explain that this is the present condition?
To understand reality right now.
It depends on his ability to understand, because some people have never heard about the teachings. And they feel lonely, but you think, oh, I keep company, or talk a little to them, so that they feel better in general. It depends on the person, if they don't know about Kusala Citta or Akusala Citta. What do you think of that?
I think that the best way not to be lonely forever is to understand reality.
But not everyone can. It depends.
So what? They have to be lonely because they don't understand.
So it's so difficult.
So,
see
what can one do? I would say that he couldn't understand, he couldn't get it according to one's ability.
Very poor condition that we, instead of teaching them, just comfort them.
Sure.
We don't have any rule for Kusala moment at all. It depends on that person and situation and our thinking too.
We were having some discussion before about nature. My mother has an expression, it's good for one's soul, it makes one feel more spiritual or something like this.
It's like food, no different.
Like according to one's taste, right. And what one mm-hmm. likes, and what makes one feel mm-hmm. healthier or better, like swimming.
Some people have the idea that it makes them feel a part of the whole, you know, that kind of ideas.
Mm. The beauty of it.
So it depends on thinking. Mm-hmm. We live in our own thought all the time. After seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, if we think correctly, wisely, there can be some understanding of realities. Otherwise, it's just the way we like to be.
So is there a correct way of thinking then?
Wholesome.
Wholesome. How do we know what is the right way to think about things?
About giving, being kind, okay. Yeah, helping the others, for the others' benefit.
Even abstaining from doing something not right, like lying or cheating or drinking, mm-hmm. even though you feel like you want to do it, but just stepping back and not doing it, it's wholesome.
But there are lots of moments in the day when we're not with other people or doing things associated with other people. We might just be at home pottering around. Is there a right way of thinking at those times?
Usually it's a kusala moment.
I think this gets back to something that maybe Robert was bringing up earlier. Should we be concerned about having a lot of a kusala in a day?
Concern?
Yes.
Is kusala or a kusala?
Concern would be probably unwholesome itself, but you can think of it in a good way too, because if it's harmful to ourselves and to others, and we know that.
Is that the clinging to oneself?
If you're too relaxed about a kusala, won't you just carry on doing a kusala?
Always kusala or a kusala, mm-hmm. usually loba or dosa. Mm-hmm. Very few moments of kusala, but today many moments. As soon as one step out of it through,
yes.
What kind of citta? Kusala or akusala?
Thinking of food.
Even before stepping out of the room, as soon as Ajahn says, okay, thank you.
So we can relax or something.
Is there such a thing as being too relaxed about one's akusala?
People accuse us to do that, don't they? My parai doesn't matter, it's conditioned anyway.
Yeah.
So what can one do? Just accuse the other? Or what?
No.
Or knowing the truth is the truth?
Yeah. Not minding.
No, I wasn't really thinking about other people's reaction. I was just following Rod's question about...
I think that we have to think that, oh, we have lots of akusala, so let's read the Pitaka or things like that. Right. Or just do it by conditions. Yeah. Not necessary to think of I'll do for myself. I have more kusala today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To me, kusala is a bit like love your neighbor as yourself in our village. Do unto others. Is it not similar? Treat Jonathan the way I would want him to treat me.
It depends on whether there is attachment or kindness.
I can't remember if attachment's good or bad. Attachment isn't a very good thing.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's it.
But kindness is.
Okay, I'm
trying. Just to put it in ordinary language, I think what Ajahn is saying is that you could treat another person well for selfish motives, couldn't you?
I don't think that's how it means it. No,
I know it doesn't.
When she mentions it, what she's referring to is like metta, when you treat others in a kind and friendly way. Like one would like to be treated, and actually my mother in her village, she helps a lot of people a lot of the time, so this is kind of like metta or kindness or generosity, I think.
It depends on other factors too. If you like that person, you help it too.
That is not easy, yes.
Something like that, yeah. What we try to understand is kusala and wholesomeness is unwholesomeness, and kusala is kusala. Mm. We don't want to mix them.
Is wholesome the right word?
I don't know.
Like new bread.
That's what my mother says. My mother calls it. Well, it sounds like special wholemeal bread.
Yeah.
Doesn't like that English word, wholesomeness.
So. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is. This is an ongoing debate. About
I'm sure, yes.
What no one's come up with a
better word.
Can we have better word? For kusala?
It doesn't matter if you explain. It's okay. Yeah.
Skillful I used to like, but Dan on our DSG group pointed out some... He doesn't like the word skillful.
Like yeah. What about positive?
Positive in what sense?
Positive thinking, you know?
Yeah.
As against negative.
Can positive be akusala too?
Yeah, it can.
I think it means just opposite to negative and just opposite.
Say positive things about people, not negative
right.
things.
So I think positive cannot be akusala.
I think wholesome means true.
Wholesome is
true.
It's not my language, so yeah. I have very few understanding.
They also say yeah. healthy.
Another
many words in conventional yeah. language, but we have to use it precisely and explain what
yes.
is meant.
Yes.
Well, I have a question before we close. You said in your religion, so I take it you are a Christian.
Well, I suppose I am. My father was a clergyman and my grandfather was a clergyman
okay.
and I've been brought up very much in the Church of England.
Sarah hasn't tried to convert you to Buddhism or anything?
Well, she had a godfather who had to say, she was baptized and confirmed.
Okay.
And her godfather said, my goddaughters are Buddhists. He said, you know, there was a sort of great sort of opener to it. Yes,
so,
no, I
what's
am.
Your question?
Oh, I just wondered how you're feeling towards Buddhism and Christianity comparing or anything?
I've lived with it for quite a long time. And
okay.
I think it was very happily.
Yeah, it
can
only be good,
can't it?
How
can it be harmful?
I think Robert's asking because he tried to convert his mother, and he's
but I think it's very, very happy.
What about trying to find out what is the truth? That's all. Of each moment, of now. No intention to convert, but try to understand.
It means someone's very optimistic.
Yes.
And,
yes, it's a good thing there, isn't it?
But it's
yes.
maybe in the technical sense it may be akusala though, because it's with attachment.
Sure.
Whereas wholesomeness does have a very particular
it's very good.
So we're stuck with wholesomeness.
Yeah. When it's positive view, it doesn't mean that it's the right view or right understanding.
Do we mean by wholesome good?
Yes.
Yes.
Why don't we say good?
Why don't we say good for good?
Yes, sometimes
it seems a judgment.
Good in what sense?
But then wholesome is also a judgment, we just use another word.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a judgment.
Could be, yeah.
Not always.
What about truthful? Is that
right understanding of reality?
And that's kusala.
Yes, because it's right,
so
not wrong.
Maybe.
It's not just the word we say, but the reality at that moment is wholesome or unwholesome is another thing. Yeah.